This is Dr. Dave dictating history and physical examination on Vinnie, V-I-N-N-I-E, last name Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, date of birth, October 3rd, 1946. New paragraph. Patient seen here today in the office since her insurance changed and I'm assigned to her as her PCP. New paragraph. She's 75-year-old female. Does not smoke, does not drink. She is allergic to penicillin. She said that in childhood she had rash when given penicillin. New paragraph. Symptoms. She does not have any symptoms at this point. However, recently she was seen at emergency room at Medical City Denton and subsequently Presbyterian Denton emergency room for numbness of the jaw and right face. She was told she could have CVA, however she was sent home and that numbness improved in 4 days. New paragraph. Past medical history. She has history of diabetes for last 10 to 15 years. She also has history of hypertension for that long. She had cholecystectomy a few years ago and she had 2 C-section. Current medication, she is on gabapentin, 100 milligram, 1 twice daily. She also checks amlodipine, 10 milligram once daily, Bayer aspirin, 81 milligram daily, and Levmir, L-E-V-E-M-I-R, FlexTouch. She takes it twice daily according to sliding scale. New paragraph. Physical exam, this is a 75-year-old female, 4 feet 10 inch tall, weighing 108, BMI 22, blood pressure 192 over 85, recheck 160 over 72, oxygen saturation 91%, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph nodes negative in the neck, JVP flat, chest is symmetrical, lungs are clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. CNS, at this point, no abnormality. Her medical health questionnaire to rule out depression was perfect, and she is a very happy person. Her mini cog test was perfect, score of 5, and she did do the clock drawing perfectly. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, diabetes mellitus. Diagnosis 2, history of hypertension. Diagnosis 3, possible recent CVA. New paragraph recommendations. We'll go ahead and continue current medications. I'll draw the blood for CBC, CMP, lipids and hemoglobin A1C. We could make further recommendations about insulin once that is available. We will see her after the blood work is back if anything is significantly abnormal. New paragraph. This is history and physical examination on Vinnie Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Thank you.